In today's show, Bitcoin sets up for a nail-biting weekly close after Taproot goes live. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from crypto analyst Pentoshi and tech dev who calls for a $231,000 Bitcoin price this cycle, according to this chart, which has a 98% accuracy. Also be sharing everything you need to know regarding the Bitcoin Taproot soft fork upgrade, which officially went live this morning. Also be sharing why Bitcoin is just now entering the main phase of the bull market, according to on-chain analyst William Clemente, quoting him here, long-term hodlers buy Bitcoin into weakness and sell into strength. We have just gotten our first red prints on long-term hodler net position change in over 6 months, showing bull market distribution has begun. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, as well as this article just published by Stansberry Research entitled How Bitcoin Goes to $1 Million. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin and many of the alts are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade crypto tax-free, look no further than iTrust. Not only can you trade Bitcoin, Ether, as well as the top cryptos, you can also trade physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. The only caveat, this is only available to those in the United States. So to take advantage of this as well as receive your first month absolutely free, go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your crypto IRA today and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin traded above a key zone into the weekly close on November 13th after the successful activation of the Taproot soft fork. That's right, and right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin one-hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin holding above $64,000 this morning on Sunday after it gained in the latter part of Saturday after briefly acting below 63,000 thanks to U.S. regulators rejecting what would have been the first spot-based exchange-traded fund, ETF by VanEck, which got denied by the SEC. So seemingly unfazed by the move, Bitcoin then returned to form, seeing local highs of $65,350 on Bitstamp before consolidating. And far from lamenting the ETF news, Sunday was all about positive steps for Bitcoin, with market participants celebrating Taproot's launch. Now, this is the biggest upgrade to the Bitcoin protocol since 2017. Taproot provides a host of benefits impacting everything from security to lightning network efficiency. It was first proposed 7 years ago by developer Greg Maxwell and has now finally become reality. And as Pieter Woolley shares here, at long last, BIP 341/342, Taproot are active on Bitcoin mainnet. Thanks to everyone involved for getting us this far. The real work will be in building wallet/protocols that build on top of it to make use of its advantages. I am very excited to see where that takes us. Now let's discuss if Bitcoin can save the weekly close. Sunday's weekly close, meanwhile, sets up a challenge for the bulls, looking for a clean break above the 6 month resistance level, with Bitcoin characteristically putting in weaker price moves on Sundays and recovering on Mondays in recent weeks. The market stayed in the dark as the weekend came to a close. And as Mikhail Van de Pop asks here, can the weekly be safe for Bitcoin? And Pentoshi tweeted, looking for price to hold previous all-time high from April and this to be a higher low. The range we don't want to go back to into this one is the one we came from, as you can see right here, and the blue line. Also like to point out that Moonvember still holds an increasingly controversial end-of-month price target of almost $100,000 per BTC. And as tech dev shares here, the accuracy of the linear 5.618 in calling Bitcoin tops has been truly remarkable. Taken from wick to wick on the all-time history index, 98% accurate calls $231,812 this cycle. As you can see right here in this chart, 2013, it predicted $1,264. The actual price, $1,242 with a 98.3% accuracy. Then fast forward to 2017, it predicted $19,654. The actual price, $19,804, 98.8% accuracy. And fast forward to this year, 2021, it predicts $231,812. Will it be 98% accurate once again? If so, we can expect $231,000 this cycle. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. Now let's discuss everything we need to know about this Bitcoin Taproot upgrade, which officially went live this morning. The Bitcoin network successfully activated the Taproot soft fork following a 90% lock-in consensus from miners and mining pools between blocks 709,488 and 709,632. The milestone signifies the first major upgrade for Bitcoin since August of 2017, which saw the launch of Bitcoin's leading layer 2 solution, the Lightning Network and Segregated Witness, better known as SegWit. Now, the Taproot upgrade aims to improve the scripting capabilities and privacy of the Bitcoin network. And to do this, the soft fork introduces a concept of Merkleized Abstract Syntax Tree. And according to a Taproot dedicated website run by prominent Bitcoin developer Hampus, he shared the following on crypto Twitter. Taproot is a 100-year soft fork, merging every contract and use case under a single transaction type. Pay to Taproot will in the long run yield a more fungible and robust blockchain. This is how you do it. This is how you design a blockchain. Now, in Bitcoin's near 13 years of existence, the Bitcoin network has undergone numerous community-driven hard and soft forks. While the Taproot upgrade is yet to prove its worth in time to come, the Lightning Network continues to attain new heights. On September 28th, the Lightning Network witnessed a 160% increase in the number of nodes in a span of 12 months, in addition to seeing a jump of 170% in the number of channels since January 2021. And as of November 11th, Bitcoin's network capacity prior to Taproot soft fork was at an all-time high of 3,220 BTC, nearly worth $210 million. And before I break down next story of the day and we discuss why Bitcoin is just now entering the main phase of the bull market, as well as the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, as well as we discuss how Bitcoin goes to $1 million per coin. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently breaking out and in the green, with Bitcoin now up almost 2% for the day, trading above $64,600. We have Ether up 0.3%, trading above $4,600, while Solana, Polkadot, Binance Coin, Cardano, Litecoin, Dogecoin, XRP, and Shiba are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Popular on-chain analyst Will Clemente, shout out to Will, thinks certain metrics indicate Bitcoin is just now entering the main phase of the bull market. He tells his 393,000 Twitter followers that long-term hodlers buy Bitcoin into weakness and sell into strength. The analyst also notes that long-term hodlers have just begun to sell more than they buy for the first time in 6 months, as I shared right here in the intro of the show. Now, check this out. Clemente explains in his weekly Blockware Intelligence newsletter, this week has seen our first red prints in long-term hodler net position change. This looks at the 30-day net change in long-term hodler supply. This is representative of long-term hodlers starting to sell into strength. As we have discussed many times, long-term hodlers buy into weakness, don't perfectly buy the bottom, and then sell into strength, don't perfectly sell the top. This is a natural bull market behavior. As you've seen in 2020, this distribution began in October and peaked out in January of this year, as you can see right here in this chart. Now, Clemente also notes that Bitcoin's average transaction fees appear to be launching on an uptrend, similar to previous bullish price rallies, as he shares here in this chart. And looking at the balance of Bitcoin on exchanges, Clemente highlights that investors continue to take out BTC from crypto exchanges at a high rate. Quoting him here, exchange balances are currently in heavy outflows. Zooming out, you can see the clear change in market dynamics following March 2020 as outflows dominated, as you can see right here in this chart. Numbers don't lie. Bitcoin supply shock incoming. Send it. Before I break down the latest updates from Plan B and the Stock to Flow model, as well as we discuss how Bitcoin goes to $1 million. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.8 trillion with $92 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the current Bitcoin dominance at 43.1%, with the Ether dominance at 19.4%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have IOTX leading the pack, up about 22% for the day and about 120% for the week, trading at 23.5 cents. Loopring up 14% for the day and 136% for the week, trading at $3.15. And Avalanche up almost 9%, trading at $95.95. But which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 74 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday, a 72. Last week, a 73. And last month, a 71 in greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Plan B recently shared an update about the stock to flow model, where he cut down his Bitcoin price prediction to $100,000 by the end of December. This was done in accordance with the current price movements, as according to Plan B, for Bitcoin to achieve the $100,000 average this halving cycle, it'll have to be about that average by mid cycle, which is approximately by May 2022. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, as you know, stock to flow model predicts about $100,000 average this halving cycle, which you can see here in the white line. I dumbed that down to $100,000 December 2021 close, because to make $100,000 average mid cycle, we should be above that average. My floor model, not stock to flow, predicts $135,000 December close, roughly in line with the stock to flow model. And then someone asked him, what about your November $98,000 close? Is that still intact? And Plan B responded, yep, I would be surprised. In fact, it would be kind of an outlier if November close would not be $98,000 plus or minus 5%. And Miles Creative responded, overshoots the white line to $450,000 to $520,000 per Bitcoin. Perhaps. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. Now check this out. It was back in June when Plan B originally made that forecast of his worst case scenario of a December close above $135,000. He said August would close at $47,000. He hit it right on the money. September, $43,000. Again, right on the money. October, $63,000. Again, right on the money. We closed at around $61,000. Then the following day, we jump to $63,000. November, he has us at $98,000. And December, at $135,000. This basically means that in the next 49 days, Bitcoin is expected to make a 54.48% jump, with any possible corrections occurring in the first half of December in order to carry the rally further into January 2022. As you can see right here in this chart, and if we take into account the rally Bitcoin has already seen over the last 42 days, which was about 48%, that would bring the total rise of quarter four to 102%. Now, what role do the investors play in all of this? In any case, for the rally to be successful, we are required to see organic demand from investors, unless due to FOMO. Ever since Bitcoin crossed that epic $1 trillion milestone mark on October 7th, we have seen over 3.45 million BTC being moved around. This accounts for about 18.3% of all the Bitcoin supply, which is currently worth over $223.2 billion. And checking out the latest tweet from Plan B this morning, $98,000 November and $135,000 December prediction still in play. So there you have it. And before I break down our final story of the day and we discuss how Bitcoin goes to $1 million per coin, but first I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 980 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at CryptoNewsYes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving over 20,000 downloads per day. You can find me on Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, as well as Apple's iTunes and Google Play. Of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is CryptoNewsYes. And yes, you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook as well. So be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. New millionaires will be minted, likely even billionaires. We'll soon see another bull run in Bitcoin and cryptos of a magnitude that will put even the dot-com bubble to shame. That's right, and we're already seeing the first signs. In fact, thanks to a single metric, which is scarcity, I believe that within 7 years, Bitcoin could be worth 16 times as much as it is today. And if you run the math, $65,000, which is around today's price, times 16x, that would mean over a $1 million Bitcoin price within the next 7 years. And this prediction is according to Eric Wade of Crypto Capital, who wrote this article for Stansberry. Now check this out. As he shares right here, when it finally came out on May 11, 2020, Bitcoin's inflation rate fell to about 1.8%, about the same as the US dollar's 2% target rate. And here's the key point. Previous Bitcoin halvings have roughly marked the starting point for huge run-ups in Bitcoin's price. After past halvings, Bitcoin has soared as much as 8,000%. We're well on our way to seeing similar gains this time around. Despite some of Bitcoin's routine volatility over the summer, the largest crypto is now up nearly 600% since the May 2020 halving event. And as we all know, the stock to flow model takes a look at Bitcoin scarcity by dividing its supply by its annual production or inflation. And since Bitcoin's future supply is known, we can use that calculation to project future price ranges. And by the stock to flow model, Bitcoin could hit $1 million per BTC sometime in the next 3 years and $1 million per token within the next 8 years. My personal prediction is a $1 million Bitcoin price by the year 2025, which is the year following the next halving in 2024. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. Now, valuations on stock to flow model show the price of a single Bitcoin rising as high as $288,000 within the next 4 years, according to stock to flow X, which is the cross asset model. And of course, all these models are based on what happened in the past and what we know about the future. That means they are far from guaranteed. So do keep that in mind. But by this analyst's calculations, he says they are similar. And on a stage in front of hundreds of investors at the annual Stansberry Research Conference back in October of 2019 in Las Vegas, he predicted that Bitcoin will go to $1 million in our lifetimes. I feel it's inevitable. I mean, it's a given, especially with all the inflation or even hyperinflation with the US dollar and all the shenanigans going on in the economy. If you look from a macro factor, it's inevitable. We know that for a fact. The $1 million question is when, by what year will Bitcoin hit $1 million? Let me know in the comments right down below. He also said it wouldn't be a straight move higher, but that Bitcoin's appeal would become more widespread among investors and speculators. And it's certainly heading in the right direction for his prediction to hold true. And he goes on to share that the Bitcoin blockchain is single-handedly doing the job of more than 100 years of financial infrastructure. It's the Federal Reserve, the US Treasury, the banking system, and auditors all in one package. It's immune to government control and government manipulation. And with a fixed supply of ultimately just 21 million Bitcoins, it can't be inflated away. No other currency in history can claim that, not even gold, which suffers a form of inflation as miners dig more of it from the ground. That's why many people describe Bitcoin as gold 2.0. That's right. And once Bitcoin flips the gold market cap, which is currently sitting at around $10 trillion, we can expect a minimal of a $500,000 Bitcoin price or even $1 million per Bitcoin by then. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments below. And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin sets up a nail-biting weekly close after Taproot goes live. Also shared with you everything you need to know about this soft fork upgrade. Also in today's show, we discuss why Bitcoin is just now entering the main phase of the bull market, says on-chain analyst Will and Clemente. We also discuss the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, as well as I broke down how Bitcoin goes to $1 million per BTC. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for our top three comments from yesterday's episode. Andrew wrote, appreciate your daily hustle. Never taking a day off is admirable. Hope you get your 50,000 subs by tomorrow. Much love and respect, fam. We did in fact hit 50,000 subs yesterday. Next goal, 100,000 subs along with $100,000 Bitcoin price. Let's freaking go. And our next feature comment of the day comes from Victor Gleason, who wrote, I've been watching you for a year now. First comment, just want to say thanks for getting me through some tough times. All the big moves are fundamental, not technical analysis. Keep up the fundamental research. Thanks, mate. Glad to be here to help you during those bearish times, fan. Congrats on hodling and staying the course. Cheers, mate. Now for our third and final feature comment of the day comes from Vegan Warrior, who wrote, if people waste their Bitcoin on movies, they are idiots. And David Numbers responded, Doge belongs in the movies. Hey, it is what it is. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick, before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. If you're looking to trade crypto tax-free, look no further than iTrust. You can get set up and actually receive your first month absolutely free. They also have a special promo running right now. Get $100 in free Bitcoin from iTrust by completing the following three steps. Step number one, register here. Visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Step number two, confirm your email. And step number three, fund your account. That's it. And yes, $100 in real BTC, absolutely free. This particular free BTC offer is currently only available in the United States. So please keep that in mind. Visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your crypto IRA and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.